And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you today. Fisherman, angler, aficionado, famous guy. And Costa rep, too. Bob Hoos is here. And we're going to be talking some fishing here. And, oh, he's an outdoor writer, too. I forgot that, too. He does it all.
Entertainment director of the sport fishing
industry. Absolutely, yeah. Bob Hoos is here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tide, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bite. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show. Lots of fun going on. Fishing's here. Hoos is in the house. Today's going to be a fun day, buddy.
Yeah. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great. Great to have you. Always a pleasure to have Bob Hoos in the world headquarters here, overlooking the landings and the boats, and some boats out this week going fishing. We're going to get some stuff coming in, I'm sure.
Yeah. Stuff's going down. This was a very fun week at the store because, like, It kind of happened, you know. I mean, there's been plenty of boats that have gone up and down the coast and fished Colonnette, but this was the first weekend, at least at a Fisherman's Landing, that I can remember. There's a little bit of coverage. I know the Supreme is out fishing tuna today, and the Pegasus, you know, under its brand new leadership with Captain Alex, is out looking today, tuna fishing specifically, and the Liberty's out on a trip that was planned for Colonnette, and that is the game plan. But you know, they get word tuna fishing around, so there's. There's a little bit of coverage today. We're going to hear about something.
Yeah, so let's hope so.
Yeah, knock on something.
Maybe we'll get a call from Aliar saying they're fighting.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. If that man is fishing and there's tuna fish within about 300 miles of here, he's going to get one, no doubt.
No doubt. So, Bob Hoos, Costa Man, what's happening?
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to have Mission Bay covered
today.
You going fishing? Thank you for booking this day. Because it worked out perfect. We were talking earlier. After the show, my buddies are coming down. We're going to fish Mission Bay, catch some spotties, go to Mario's for tacos, margaritas, and then jump into Tackle Days, which we haven't had for 3 years.
Yeah, actually, it's Day at the Dock.
Or Day at the Dock. Well,
Tackle Day.
Forget
it. Tackle Day will come in November.
That's you got it.
Yeah. Day at the Dock.
Day at the Dock tomorrow. Yeah, it's been 3 years since that event, and it's shaping up right next door to us here. It's be quite the event tomorrow.
Yeah, and as you guys know in the industry, March is show season.
Yeah.
Every weekend we're doing shows, and it's good to have something new to show. I mean, when people come into the tackle store, what's new? And with Costa, we got the new Pro Series, and that's been a lot of fun. And
people digging the Pro Series?
It's an upgrade.
Yeah, you guys did a really good job.
It's an upgrade, and what I like about it is talking to anglers. I say, okay, what are you wearing right now? And they're, okay, I'm wearing Tuna Alley or Reefin' Pro or Blackfin. I'm like, okay, well, let's get you into the Pro Series, same frame, and then they get a different colored lens. Mm-hmm. And it's like an upgrade. So they got more options, different water conditions. And one thing I learned this last show season, and this is like a wild card for me, is from two different people I highly respect. One is Captain Ray Rocher back in Florida, was fishing in Miami. We were kite fishing. And we were up on the tower, and he's like, Bob, have you worn the green mirror? I'm like, no, I'm a blue mirror guy offshore. And I put on the green mirror, and I'm looking at Dorado under the kites and sailfish. And I was like, that's interesting. I thought green mirror was more like an inshore,
right,
like all the bass guys wear it. And then at the PCS show, I was talking to Steve Lasley, and he's like, hey, Bob, I need Tune Alley Pro, Green Mirror, two pairs. Like, okay, what's
green
going on?
Mirror. That's cool.
These are two legendary guys.
Yeah.
Like Green Mirror.
And they're going Green Mirror.
St. Patrick's Day yesterday. Green Mirror.
Were you wearing Green Mirror yesterday?
I grabbed my Green Mirror for today.
There you go.
So I got to tell you.
So that's for sunny conditions?
Well, what I noticed about Green Mirror is if you fish yellowtail on the jig, Dorado, open school, Dorado. If you're running the boat and you're responsible to spot the fish, that green mirror pops the colors.
Does it?
So, yeah, like a kelp will pop. You'll see that little bit of golden brown, a turnbird. It's like HDTV.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And underwater fish, too. Like, you'll see a turnbird. If there's yellowtail on it, I'm like, okay, right there, 3 o'clock. Cast your bait, and they're like, I don't see them. I'm like, here, put these on.
You'll see them. Really?
Yeah, the green is like, green mirror is like underwater vision and enhanced colors.
Okay.
I like it.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you go freshwater bass fishing, it works great for that calico. So I roll green mirror into my, three pairs. I wear blue mirror offshore, gray when I'm on the beach, and green mirror is like the new deal.
The new deal.
Yeah.
And so where are you going to fit green mirror into your blue mirror?
It might become my inshore, offshore,
kind of all
lens.
Around.
Yeah, it's I'm so impressed with it. Last summer, when those open water Dorado were around, it was like you had like night vision during the day.
Really?
Yeah. when those open water schools are just under the surface, they're not tipping, you put that green mirror on and it just pops. You're like, oh, there they are, right there.
That's cool.
Wow.
And, Lasley and Rocher are top of their game in the billfish world. And when you're, looking at the spread or casting on a tailor, and I love marlin fishing, so, green mirror has become part of my you know, selection.
And what's your frame?
So I wear two different frames. I wear Reef and Pro when I'm on the boat. Mm-hmm. I like the coverage. I like the wrap. I like the, you know, the sun stain out of the frame. And then when I'm on the beach, I'm either Lido or Spiro.
Okay.
So, and that's like more of a style deal. Mm-hmm. When I'm on the beach, you know,
sure.
You don't want to look like fishing guy.
Yeah.
Know, sitting on the deck at a restaurant. So I have two pairs. I wear lifestyle on the beach, gray lens, and then my two pairs on the boat are going to be Green Mirror Reefed in Pro and Blue Mirror Reefed in Pro.
That's one of the things I like so much about Costa is the quantity of styles they have. In like the Costa terminology is like fishing frames and lifestyle frames. And, you know, the fishings are, it, just as Bob perfectly described, they're wraparound, they fit you tight, they don't allow sun in from the sides. And then so they make a bunch of different fishing styles in different shapes because everybody's head is shaped different,
right.
Smaller, taller, you know, wider, fatter, whatever.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of different fishing styles, but then an equal amount in what they call lifestyle glasses that might be more traditional square and rectangle
right.
frames. They stick a little farther off your head. They're very comfortable to wear. But if that's the style that you like, it's still the killer Costa 580, whatever you like. It's still the 100% fishing glass. Like my pair that I wear all the time are Rinconcitos and Spiro XLs. They're both lifestyle frame glasses, but it's what I wear in the boat. It's what I'm the most comfortable in. I like them a ton. Like I have Blackfin Pro, and that's like a true wrap, fits me like a glove, love it. But day in and day out, I like Spiro. Spiro's my favorite. That's
right.
That's my favorite pair of glasses.
And then we talk about that 580 glass. That stuff is amazing. I mean, if you've never put on a pair of Costas, make sure you put on a pair of 580 glass, no matter what the color of the lens is, and it'll blow your mind.
Yeah, the difference between our 580 glass and 580 polycarbonate is that the glass will not scratch.
Yeah.
And I've done it in the Costa booth, take my car keys and just run them on the lens, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing? Like, look, no scratch. And I'm like, done, sold. Polycarbonate is light.
Super light.
A lot of guys that are driving or they're doing, like, bicycling, stuff like that, I'm like, polycarbonate, it's fun. But if you're on the boat, you need the glass.
Yeah.
I would say the same thing. Like, all of your glass are going to get wet no matter what you do. You make a cast, the spray comes off real, boom, you're toasted. And let's be real, like, none of us, even though we should, none of us carry around a microfiber cleaning cloth.
No,
it's just not how it works. You lick your finger, you wipe it across the lens, and you know, and then you try to dry them off with an already salt crystalled up t-shirt. It's how we are. We're fishermen. Like, nobody carries all the little cleaning products.
Well, now, wait a minute. On my boat, I have a cleaning cloth up
on
the bridge.
I'm sure you do.
But it's covered in salt water.
That's
a problem, right?
Exactly.
It's still grubbing salt into the thing, right?
I've got a bunch also.
Yeah,
they come with every coat that I buy, but I've never used it.
Yeah.
You know?
They come in the case, and they just
stay
disappear.
There.
Yeah. Use that T-shirt.
Yeah.
But, or if you have an AFCO shirt, they have a little soft thing on the inside you can wear.
I'm getting good at outfitting anglers at, you know, these shows, if they walk up and they're under 40, I show them lifestyle frames. So the under 40, the Grands, they're more into the lifestyle. Gray lens, they like to look cool. They like the lifestyle frames.
Yeah.
If you're over 40, and I'm like, okay, you're going to be like a wrap frame guy. And
so tomorrow, that's what you're going to be doing at the Costa truck, right?
Yeah, we're going to have the Costa van. We're going to have the Pro Series.
And where is it going to be? Do you know, Ricky?
I believe we're going to
be parked right outside your tackle shop.
Okay, right on
the corner.
Side.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
the good side.
Back the Costa van in. Yeah, the good side. And it's going to be fun. I mean, like we said, 3 years of not having this show.
I can't wait.
A lot of people from Orange County are coming down tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to, no rain, finally.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, still 20% chance.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to rain.
It's not going to rain.
We're not talking about it because it's not going to.
Yeah, for sure. So, So, and you'll be have a lot of different coaster frames and styles there.
Yeah, we're going to be showing the new Pro Series, all the different lens colors, Untangled, which is made from the recycled nets.
Right.
And we're just going to be looking to, you know, get anglers fitted.
And if somebody gets the pair, they buy them at Fisherman's Landing?
Fisherman's Landing.
Okay, so that then you can just take that frame over to Fisherman's Landing.
We're going to walk them over there.
Walk them over there and buy it right on the spot.
It's just a cool opportunity, too, because you have somebody like Hoos or you have any of the Costa Pros in there.
Yeah.
It just helps to, like, quickly narrow down what is right. You know, because, I mean, Costa makes a ton of frames and lens choices.
So many.
So it just really helps to, you know, have somebody fire a couple of questions at you. You don't know, none of us think about what you like in a pair of sunglasses, but, you know, Hoos can very quickly look at somebody's face and know, okay, well, probably it's going to be these three or four frames that are likely going to fit you well. And then you can just throw a guy, you know, half a dozen different frames that are probably going to be right from him. Then he's going to try on those four or five ones. And this one, like, man, this thing fits great. And I shake my head and it doesn't move around. And I look up and down and it stays locked to my face. But this one sticks a little far off my nose. And, you know, you'll just find that pair that fits you like a glove. Then you find the lens color that you like, and away you go. You got a perfect fitting killer pair of shades.
Yeah. From the pros.
From the pros.
I tell people, look, if you know the frame that fits your face, and you just want to get a second pair, you don't have to try them on. Go with that. But if you're a new Costa customer, do not buy a pair online just because you like the way they look.
Totally, man. That's such good advice.
In a photo, you've got to try them on. The worst case scenario is they're too tight on your temples. You got a headache, and you got to return them. So I always tell people, go to the
local. Now, they do have the virtual fit thing online and stuff. And
it's okay.
It kind of works.
It's okay.
But there's nothing that
like
is better than trying them on.
In person and really seeing how they fit. Yeah.
And you'll be not only at the docks tomorrow, you'll also be at the Bart Hall Show at the end
of the
month.
Hall
right?
Show,
up in Long Beach. That'll be good. Let's talk about fishing for a second, because I know you love fishing, and in fact, you're going right after the show.
I can't wait.
Do some field research.
I got Mission Bay coverage.
Yeah, man. So what's your favorite kind of fishing?
I would say growing up here, it was a progression of like, okay, let's catch bonito. Okay, let's catch calicos. Let's catch a yellowtail at the Coronados. Oh, my gosh, my dad took me albacore fishing. And then before this bluefin cycle, after the albacore, the next game fish in line was striped marlin or a swordfish.
Uh-huh.
So I got hooked on marlin fishing after you went through that progression of all the game fish.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next biggest thing?
Yeah.
Striped marlin. And I just
got
obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It's a challenge up here. It is hard to catch marlin up here. There's not a lot of fish around, and I love the hunt.
Yeah.
I love just like figuring out where they are, and you get that bite. And last season was decent marlin fishing, and I almost have more fun seeing my friends catch their first local striped marlin than I would. And we had a good bite last October right off of Newport, 3.5 miles off.
Wow.
You know, back-to-back weekends catching two fish. And, you know, my friends have never caught a local marlin. It is special.
Yeah.
That's rad.
And then, you know, but seeing a, you know, big bluefin bite on a kite, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, too.
You can't complain about that, but, you know.
Do you have the swordfish bug, too?
Oh, dude, purple fever.
Who are you talking to?
I'm obsessed with that.
You know? Are you, yeah? Deep dropping?
Every, like, October to December, every girlfriend I've ever had breaks up with me. I'm gone. October, December, I have purple fever, and I'm gone, and, like, forget about your stuff. I'm fishing.
There you go.
So, we make up in January.
Hey, perfect. Yeah, hey, that works, man.
Purple fever is, that's, that's an addiction at a whole nother level.
And, I love it.
And you just, there's no cure except catching another one.
Yeah. And well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Bob is a wealth of knowledge about fishing, as you can
no
hear,
doubt.
In all aspects, as well as Costa sunglasses.
Yep.
So get on it.
It's going to be a lot of fun today. If you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or shoot us a text. The text to show option, so popular now on Let's Talk Hookup. And that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's a great way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup. Listen to all the archive shows. You catch some rad Costa tip from Bob and you want to go back and review it, just fire off that Let's Talk Hookup app and you'll get to hear all the archive shows. Lots of fun and lots of great info. And again, a great way for you to participate through that app by sending your text message. Make sure that you include your contact info with that text, because if you're the big winner at the end of the show today, we need to make sure to be able to get a hold of you, name and a phone number, so we can bring you back, because what a prize we're giving away today. And in honor of having our good buddy Bob Hoos with Costa, we're giving away a pair of Costa sunglasses. You're going to get a gift certificate that you can order any pair of Costa Del Mar on CostaDelMar.com up to $300. Both the texters and the callers are going to be eligible, and basically at the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin. That coin will designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, and man, you're going to get a $300 certificate good for anything you want on CostaDelMar.com. How cool is that?
And then when you win it, you can kind of go take a look at the van tomorrow and pick your favorite pair
exactly.
and send in the certificate.
Yeah. Come down, scope out, see what pair you like, try them
on. Or go to the Bart Hall show at the end of the month and scope it out.
Yeah, yeah,
either
absolutely.
Way. You're going to walk away with Costas, fluorocarbon hooks, rods, reel.
Yeah.
And a trip fishing tomorrow.
Yeah.
As you can hear, it's going to be a great show. Lots of fun. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090 or text us on that Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're taking those phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pump, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resort of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. This is Doug Kern. Our Day at the Docks booth, in the shop, and out in the parking lot will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures, like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you select the perfect Shimano setup. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals on Shimano.
Hi, I'm Wendy Tochihara from Iserline. Stop by our booth at the Bart Hall Shows in Del Mar and Long Beach. Check out our new products, enter our knot tying contest, and ask questions of our Iserline fishing coaches at the Bard Hall shows. See you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, that did not take long. Every single phone line is packed up. The texts are pouring through. Lots of great stuff coming up. It's going to be a really fun morning.
Yeah, for sure. I want to remind you, sure to check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with good stuff. How about that halibut on the fly on the
cool
front cover,
cover shot, isn't it?
Great cover shot on there. And they also talk about, of course, a lot of surf fishing stuff and salmon season. No salmon season.
So brutal for those poor guys.
Yeah. And also rockfish opener. What is that? Like 2 weeks from
yeah.
April 2nd, weeks away. Right? So 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So how about that? So be sure to check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. One correction in Western Outdoor News this week. We have some great shows lined up for you this coming up next week. So next Saturday we have Bart Hall.
Hey, and, all right.
From the Bart Hall show and talking some great stuff for the big show up there. And then next Sunday, it says in here, Cal and Eric from Cal's Two Seats, they're going to come later in the month because they're too busy. But we have the guys from Captain's Consex next Sunday.
Hey,
so
all right, cool. Gavin
yeah.
and Matt Brawler?
Exactly.
Awesome.
So that'll be a good show for sure. So be sure to tune in for that. Next weekend.
That'll be great.
Sure, next Sunday.
Because they're both fishing now. So, like, that'll be up to date with this season stuff. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
But always good stuff in Western Outdoor News.
All right. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. Why don't we get it started this morning and talk to our good buddy Mo. Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I got a couple questions. One's for Rick and one's for Bob. Hey, you're gonna have Mad Max on sale?
We will. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Hey, the docks. We are fully loaded up and have a bunch of Mad Max and, yeah, basically every size and every color, Mo. Come on down.
Woo!
Yeah. I can't promise how long they're going to last, but we absolutely have them.
Sale.
Yeah, they are. It's certainly a good time to get a lure that you just could not get last year.
Yeah.
Okay, and Bob, how about your sunglasses? Are they going to be on sale as well?
Yes, we're going to have, we're going to be at Day at the Docks. You'll see the Costa van coming
right
by the booth, and we have a gift with purchase. You get a hat, a retainer, and some other swag with every purchase the Costa's tomorrow.
Wow. So the extra bonus gift.
Yeah, Costa hat, sunglass retainers, and some swag,
and
we'll
get
you fitted.
And does that deal also hold true for the Bart Hall show, too?
Yeah.
Same kind of
yeah,
deal?
Yeah, gift with purchase.
All right.
So, yeah.
Great.
Mo, come on down. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Fantastic, Mo. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, I wanted to head to the tech side of things. Had a fun question. Good morning, guys. I like to fish for those big Lake Pyramid cutthroat trout this time of year.
Ooh.
My question is for Bob. Bob, what color lens do you recommend for low light and cloudy condition? I currently wear the Jose's in a blue mirror for offshore fishing, and they work great. That's all from John and Carson.
Excellent question, and I just spoke to a bunch of guides that are fishing up there, and when it's low light, overcast, cloudy, early morning, late
windy
in the day, sunrise silver mirror.
Sunrise
silver mirror.
That's a unique color. It's really cool that most people probably aren't super familiar with.
All the guides up there are rocking that sunrise silver mirror. And you could put that lens in your Jose frame, and it's a low light lens. It's going to pop what available light is out there and really help your trout fishing.
Yeah, you put those sunrise silver mirrors. I have one like when it's really low light for spotting patties. Really good for
that. It's a sight fishing lens.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed too is last like 3 years when that lens came out, a lot of the strikers or the harpooners on the swordfish boats are calling us up and going, hey, when I'm out on the pulpit, I got to see that swordfish underwater, sunrise silver mirror, so they can see under the water and make that catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an excellent choice.
It's one of like the most tech advanced lenses you sell. We don't sell as many of them because for me it's usually a guy's second or third pair.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is we live in Southern California.
Exactly.
And it's usually, you know,
funny,
more often than not you're wearing your sunglasses because it's bright out and it's not the right lens for that. But when you're in that condition, cloudy, you know, or early in the morning, late in the evening, those things are worth their weight in gold. It's such a good second pair to own if you already got them. If you're a regular SoCal guy, you kind of have to have a regular lens first, a silver mirror, a blue mirror, green, whatever your style is. But, man, those things are so nice.
They are. Hey, follow-up text here from Cy in Escondido also says, what's the best application for Yellow Sunrise, which we've just answered. But he also says, and the best frame for a triple XL head.
That's another great question.
Yeah.
I would try on Permit.
Yep.
Permit is our largest frame wrapped sunglass. And a lot of the guys, even down at this landing, large heads, big frames, go with the Permit.
See, that's the cool thing about Costas is their names. Our fish, right? I mean, even the
we got Corvina now.
Corvina, you got Jose after Jose went heavy.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jose,
so many great.
How about the
friends.
One named at our favorite spot at Guadalupe? How about Tuna Alley? that was such a good call. Every person that comes in, big guy, that always says that, oh, I'd love to have a pair of these, but nobody makes a pair of sunglasses that fit me. Guaranteed,
Permit.
You're like, oh, you hand that guy a pair of Permit. Yeah, the hoos is dead on.
Yeah.
Permit or Spiro XL also.
Yeah.
Like, those two both. But Permit for sure. If a guy comes up to the case and always says the same thing, oh, I can't wear any. Nobody makes a pair of sunglasses that fit me. You hand them those, and it's just like, oh, all right, sold.
Yeah.
Take my money. Here you go. I mean, because they do. Like, a big head, they fit so good.
That's two options because Spiro XL is the lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
If he likes that look, go with Spiro XL. If he wants the wrap and better coverage, go with Permit.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks for that. Let's jump back on the phones.
You got it. Hey, let's.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk to our man because we've been missing him.
Down there. Yeah.
Exactly. It's time for the Catch Report with the Cast Man. Hey, want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com, or better yet, come down to Day of the Docks. You're going to see the entire Gamakatsu booth here. I know there's going to be lots of great deals, including Fisherman's Landing. All Gamakatsu, buy two, get one free.
All Gamakatsu, buy two, get one free.
That's across the board. Every hook, every swivel, all their super line rings, everything.
Really?
Buy two, get one free, mix and match, no problem if you want to, you want two packs of small live bait hooks and an assist hook for your knife jig, or you want to get, HD hooks for big bluefin, sinker rig type fishing, but you also want to get a regular Nautilus for some selfish, whatever. Yeah, mix and match.
Or those hooks that you put on the front of the Mad Max, too, that are just been, a lot of the guys like Dwayne Diego are just like, touting them as being great, the tuna, the ring tuna.
Got it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're the tackle guy, but
yeah, I like
I'll look it up.
I'm a treble hook guy.
I'll look it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dwayne Diego catches a couple. So
yeah.
I think
yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, Gamakatsu, buy two, get one free.
That's it. You got it. Well, hey, let's go down and find out what's going on in the Baja. We got Richard Castaneda standing by. Buenos dias, Castman.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Castman, welcome back.
Yeah, man, I tell you, that 15-day cruise from L.A. to Miami and through the canal was incredible. I took full advantage of the drink package I was on.
Attaboy, Cass.
And, of course, I didn't miss a meal, and now I'm paying for it, so it's time to start dieting. So, yeah, it was fun. We had a good time, and I highly recommend that trip if anybody really likes cruising and wants to get away for a couple of weeks. I mean, it's fantastic.
How many days on the cruise?
15 days.
And how many pounds?
I'm not going to talk about it. I think it was 4 pounds.
Oh, that's it. I would have figured a pound a day.
Yeah, you did good, Cass.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it was fun, though. We had a good time, a lot of laughs, and saw some great ports. But anyway, as far as fishing goes, Pete, it's the same thing we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. Loretto's still on fire with Yellowtail. Like I said, it seemed like those north winds are starting to calm down a little bit, especially with those storms that have been hitting California, that any of those storms push that north wind all the way down the Sea of Cortez and makes fishing difficult. If anything, you can't even get out sometimes in the head. But when they do get out, I mean, the Yellowtail are there, and, man, I'm looking for a – fabulous Loretto Rumble trip, April 16 to 20.
Up for that.
And I think, you know, as I say, the Cabrillo will be there, and we should have a really good time there in Loretto. But moving down to San Jose del Cabo here, fishing is on right there. They're fishing up inside the Sea of Cortez. Here again, as those north winds subside and boats can get up in that area, especially the island, they're getting really some nice tuna. There's been reports of 70, 80-pound tuna, lots in that, you know, 25 to 30-pound class, and most of them are using chunks of squid for bait and just drifting over the high spots. And what's really nice, too, is those red snapper, those beautiful red snapper are in right now, and they're getting some fish up to over 10, you know, over 10 pounds, and those are delicious eating fish. And Dorado, which, what a year last year was for Dorado, it's continuing. They're hanging around during the winter, so I look for that to really continue. A good Dorado bite, Loretto all the way down to Cabo San Lucas should be very, very well. Of course, this time of year, Sierra mackerel are in close to the beach. And the striped marlin, you know, making their migration, coming down from Mag Bay, making the turn there at Cabo and moving up into the East Cape as we get into the springtime, in May and June, kind of being the prime months for the striped marlin there on the East Cape. But some fabulous fishing going to be happening, and it's happening now, especially if you can dodge those north winds. It should be a really, really good good time to get down there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at casttours.com. All right, boys.
You're my hero, Cap.
No doubt, man.
Going strong.
Well, still at it, thank God.
Yeah.
Really, thank God.
Keep it rolling, buddy. Right, keep it rolling. All right.
Have fun, Cass.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
All right, well, let's jump right back into it. Some really good info going on. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's head to the text nets. Lots of text messages kind of surrounding this question, and this one is for Bob. It says, can you talk about prescription lenses for Costa? I have a prescription. Where do I take it to get it filled? Do they take insurance? Can you explain all the ins and outs about prescriptions for my Costas?
Yes, we have a Costa RX dealer right here in San Diego. It's Sport RX, and they're in San Diego.
Great
place. Yeah, great place. They will get you all set up with your prescription Costa sunglasses. They got a huge selection of frames. You can choose your lens color. They'll look at your prescription, build your pair. They're right in San Diego, Sport RX.
Yeah, for sure. All right, and you just look it up on the internet, or
yeah, just Google Sport RX.
And,
they'll give you a
place
phone
that
number.
You can go there.
Yeah, they have a showroom.
Go there.
Yeah, it's right off Balboa.
And they do prescription Costas.
Prescription authorized Costa dealer for RX.
Yeah. Nice people too.
Yeah, they're gonna be down here tomorrow.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Costa booth.
Yeah, they'll be down here tomorrow. So
if you're looking for a pair,
if you need prescription, the guy from Sport RX will be hanging out at our booth
and set you up right.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Hey, thank you for the listeners. The tuned tuna with ring is the Gamakatsu hook that I was thinking of. That Dwayne Diego likes. He likes to put a treble on the tail, and then that Gamakatsu tuned tuna with ring on the front.
I think it's got a little better barb.
Yeah,
right.
A lot better barb.
Hold the fish.
Yeah,
the one's
sure.
Right out of the box.
A little better than
like, where'd it go?
Yeah, a little better than the basic
than the
barbless. The barbless one that comes.
Yeah, well, you know, in Australia, they like the fish barbless, right?
Yeah. Another shrimp on the barb.
Yeah.
Their big thing, too, that, you know, when we always say, like, what happened? Like, did you forget that part? And they said, like, you know, for them, the boat never comes out of gear, ever.
Yeah,
like the boat's always in gear, like even, you know, so much more so than us. And they said that's a big thing. You know, they don't worry about it. They want better penetration, but like, man, that fish takes its head and that thing falls out.
Yeah.
It just falls out. But that's their word for it. But yeah, man, put a Gamakatsu on there. Like,
yeah,
just
for sure.
Get some,
it's got a nice part.
Get a real hook on there.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. They are packed solid. How about we talk to John Dallas, John from Dallas this morning? Morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. One of my friends is on with on the boat today. But my question to Rick is, if I come and get a Talica 20 tomorrow, will you guys fill it with Spectra?
We do, yeah. That is definitely a promotion we have going on. So it has been hugely popular, and like Day at the Docks is our last big sales event before the season, but there is a discount on every single reel that is for sale. And then on top of getting that, you also are going to get free Spectra, and you know that's of your choice. We don't like buy a bunch of really crummy overseas Spectra. You know, I mean, if you want legit Power Pro, if you're
Want Power Pro, you can put it on
whatever there? Whatever wow. you want. If you're buying a TAC 20 because you want a knife jig outfit and you want the 100-foot colored meter Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, whatever you want, hollow, solid Spectra. Any brand that we carry, which is virtually every premium Spectra, we don't put a limit on anybody. Like it's a
wow.
Yeah, it's a free Spectra on your own. Basically what we do is every dollar that you spend, you get that amount of Spectra for free. So say you're gonna buy a $500 reel, you get 500 yards of free
wow.
Spectra. You buy a $300 reel, you get 300 yards of free Spectra. And if you're in a scenario where your reel needs more than that 500 yards, we just charge a very minimal price, like just to help us cover, you know, maybe it costs you an extra $10 to fill the reel the rest of the way or whatever it may be. But
are you filling reels tomorrow?
Full speed.
Wow.
So obviously a brand new reel, like a guy like in John's case, they're gonna sneak to the front of the line. If a guy has a bunch of reels he just wants to drop off and, you know, get them fit in or drop them off and pick them up at a later date, of course, we, you know, that's what we do. But
sure.
Yeah, it will be a very busy day tomorrow.
And you guys do it professionally. The line, the parade goes
on correctly,
evenly, yeah. And you're good to go.
Yeah, some of these show scenarios, people get so busy, and you'll find spots where they'll just be putting them. No, you're getting your line put on by a guy from Fisherman's Landing that knows what they're doing, connections. Yeah, everything is as first class as it comes. But yeah, come on down, buddy.
All right, we'll see you there. Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you know, Shimano's partner is G. Loomis that makes phenomenal rods. And I'll tell you what, they just came out with the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Series rod. They're going to have them tomorrow to see and do, and then they'll be in the tackle shops, I understand, right at the end of the month, right?
Yeah, they are a West Coast-built rod. They did such a good job. All like fast to moderately fast actions, grips that are built for West Coast fishing. They did such a killer job. And it was so rad to see G. Loomis put a West Coast focused rod down. Sure, they said they'll work in other places, but these things were built for what we do.
Yep, and anything from an inshore 20-pound rod all the way up to a 100-pound rail rod, they've got them. And I'll tell you what, the new grips that they put on are fantastic. They're really super comfortable, soft, yet very durable for the rail. And you pick up that rod, it'll blow your mind because it's so lightweight.
Yeah, they nailed it. Guide trains are all very high class. They did what you would expect Loomis to do. They made the highest quality rod possible.
Fuji reel seats, everything's good. And check them out, the new IMX Pro Offshore Series rod from G. Loomis.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. What a great show and what a great time. It just doesn't this feel like the season has just cracked off? Day at the docks is going tomorrow. Folks are out of the boats out fishing. Like, it's happening, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's time. It's time to go fishing. Enough for this rain. It's going to be a little dose this week, but then we're done with it.
I'm done with it. I can tell you that much.
I'm for sure done with it.
I feel like I live in Seattle. Yeah.
We were talking earlier, it's 1983 all over again.
Yeah.
That was a good year for fishing.
Big eye, albacore, yellowfin. Bluefin.
Let's catch them up.
All that stuff.
That's the one fishery that, like, I technically I was alive for, but I never really got to participate in, was good, like, local big eye fishing. And I like so much hearing the stories about guys trolling for albacore with their 4-0s, and then all of a sudden they get a triple hookup and all the rods get spooled and all those like cool big eye stories. I really hope that that fishery rebounds and cycles through, that we get another crack at that in my lifetime. Like, the stories are so rad to me of light tackle marlin fishing or whatever it may be. And all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, we're screwed. We got three of them. What are we going to do? I want a part of that. And could you imagine how well we could take advantage of that fishery now with, you know, tack 25s and rod, it'd be so much fun.
It'd bust the big eye population again.
I'd like to see that.
That's a cool thing.
Well, let's jump into the phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Bob.
Everybody wants to talk to Hoos. We're going to John. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I got a question for Bob, and I'm definitely over 40. I play golf a lot, I fish a lot, and I bike ride a lot. What could I get in the sort of a wraparound that I could use all three for all three activities?
Okay, so with all your activities on the beach, on the golf course, on the water, I would check out our new Pro Series. We have a huge selection of frames that are the wraps, and for a lens, I would go with the Green Mirror 580G glass, and that'll work for your fishing. That'll work for your golf. The Green Mirror is gonna work in all those applications. Check out the Pro Series, and I personally wear Reef and Pro. There's Tunali Pro. There's
depends on your face.
Yeah,
yes. Jose Pro.
Yeah, I really think the Pro Series, with all the new everything we've done to that series, is going to work for that application.
And is the Green Mirror a little bit lighter than the Blue Mirror?
Yes. It's one
it's
level
a little
down,
bit darker than the Silver Mirror.
Exactly.
So in between.
Yeah, it's in between. And but for, you know, like I've noticed on the Green Mirror, the colors pop, and you know, you're teeing off on a golf ball, and it's like a white turn. There's the ball. You see it? There it is. It's in the hole. A yellow flag. That's like the Dorado. There you go. So, yeah, I would look at the Pro Series adjustable nose pads for your face. They got increased ventilation. They got sweat channels. that's going to be a perfect fit for what you're doing.
That's one of those rad things that the Pro Series did, like the extra venting and stuff. And, I mean, everybody knows how it is. You're pulling on a big fish. You're hot. You get
sweaty.
You know, they just don't seem to fog up. I mean, I know that it can happen, but, like, they put so much effort into making sure that you don't get that fogging up of your glasses when you're really working hard pulling on a big bluefin.
Yeah, and it, go to the tropics, you know,
right.
And sweating, something
yeah.
like that.
I really like the new nose guard feature.
Yeah.
It's adjustable.
Nice.
So depending on your nose, you can adjust them. They'll stay on your face, and like Ricky was saying, ventilation so they don't fog up. That's going to be a perfect choice. And if you're down here tomorrow, come by the Costa van, and you can check it out.
Yeah, and go see Hoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Jack and Ramona has a good question. He says, love my Spiro Costa glasses. I'm on the third pair. Can you get the Blue Mirror prescription lens with a Trivex material?
Yes, and that's okay. what they're
going
to... Explain
that. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so the Trivex is the material they use for any prescription lens. That's the lens material. And you can call SportRX up and tell them you want the Spiro and whatever lens color you want, and they'll build your prescription.
That's rad.
Nice. And so Trivex is just
Trivex
material.
Trivex is the lens material that they use for prescription.
And is that, like, super tough?
It's very tough. It's not as tough as glass, but it's, like, right up there.
So is it harder than polycarbonate?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Polycarbonate is like plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take your thumbnail scratch.
A lot of prescription lenses that come in the polycarbonate. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So this Trivex, this is like the next level.
It's an upgrade. It's a Pro Series.
Pro deal.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, well, let's jump back into the phone. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for picking up my line. You know, several years ago, I was lucky enough to win a pair of, let's just say, the Hawaiian name brand sunglasses. And there was nothing wrong with those glasses. They cut the glare off the water where I was fishing. And but then I happened to get a pair of Costas of the Blackfin series, and the subtle differences are like night and day. I can wear the glasses with or without the wraparound lanyard on your head or on my head, and knowing that they wouldn't fall off my head, just leaning over the rail and just, you know, falling off. They fit my head comfortably. But the main thing, at the end of the day, I could take my sunglasses off, and my eyes were not strained. And that was very important. So I feel like these two glasses were just night and day, and I really love those black lenses that I have. That's all I want to say about those.
That's right,
yeah,
Mike.
Thank you for the compliment and the support. And I would like to tell all anglers out there, you got to protect your eyes. And also another feature of the wrap sunglasses, and this is from yesterday, is the wrap will also protect from sun damage mm-hmm. on your face. And I went to the dermatologist yesterday and have a ton of spots around my eyes that need to be burned off. And that was from wearing like the lifestyle type frames when I was younger. And those wraps kind of cover that area up. So protect your eyes. And again, appreciate the compliment and thank you for the support.
Mike, I'm with you on those black fins. That's my favorite fishing frame from Costa also. And it just, the shame, like, fits my face so good. And the thing that I trip out about those black fins is, like, you can have no sunglass leash on, be looking at the water, and mm-hmm. shake your head around, and, like, they're Velcroed to you.
Yeah.
I love those glass
yeah.
fins. That's my favorite frame also.
Yeah, I like the Jose Pros, because I have a little
right.
smaller face, and that fits.
And Blackfin was the
yeah.
first frame that was introduced into the Pro Series.
Right.
So you got the adjustable nose guards, all the, you know, the ventilation, the sweat channels, so... That last caller, if he wants to upgrade, go with the Blackfin Pro.
Blackfin Pro. All right. And it's just a matter of just trying these lenses on first. But the important thing that you said is protecting your eyes and eye strain, right?
Yeah.
Eye strain. If you wear a cheap pair of sunglasses and you put a pair of Costas on, you will notice the difference in your eye strain.
Yeah.
I promise you.
When you're a grom, you don't think about it. But
yeah.
as you get older, those 40, 50 years on the water, and you want to protect your eyes.
Yeah.
And
you need them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no for doubt. Sure. Hey, great text here from Jim in Morro Bay. He says, will Coastal be at the Long Beach Bart Hall Show along with the new Loomis West Coast rods for sale? Yes.
Yeah,
both coasts.
You'll be
you're gonna have the van,
Hall, Long Beach,
inside
the rock in the van.
Yeah, the rock in the van, and then Shimano and G Loomis will have a huge booth at the Bart Hall Long Beach show. So yes,
and
Jim,
that's another show. What, 3 years? We haven't.
Three years. So, and that's
gotta,
the big one, the granddaddy.
I got to remember how to get to Roscoe's for chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
totally.
Oh, it'll come back.
Yeah. You'll get
where
there.
Where is that for
right.
sure?
Hey, we had a fun text come through this one. Good morning, guys. Nothing like a little bit of Hoos adrenaline drip to start my morning. I'm really looking forward to my first set of Costas. Will you guys have a selection of ski mates available at Day of the Dock? That's from Corey in Escondido.
Yes, and the ski mates are for anglers that need readers, and the bottom third of the lens is a reader lens, and you can get 1.5, 2.0, 2.5 depending on your reader level, and I've used them. I find myself from time to time, like, I know I could tie the San Diego Jim knot blindfolded, but every once in a while you're like, oh, the sea mates. When you look down and you're tying a knot, that lens at the bottom third on the sea mates will help you tie that knot.
All of our guys that are into fly fishing live by sea mates. And they're guys that don't wear a prescription lens. Like, they don't, you know, like, I would say 90% of their time, they don't need any type of magnification-assisted glasses. But when they're tying, like, little dry flies and size 18s and size 20s,
sure.
It's like micro spec that goes away. They're just a regular killer pair of Costas, and if you look at the very bottom of your lens, all of a sudden everything is magnified
yeah.
and killer.
And
like,
it's not
very
a custom,
little downside.
It's not a custom order. You can get any reader level. You can get any lens, you know, color. And our best seller is Tuna Alley.
Mm-hmm.
In the Seamates, and that's a wrapped frame, very popular, bestseller, and yeah, come on down, check them out.
Speaking of Tuna Alley, Bob in Huntington Beach has a question. Good morning, great show, sounds pretty cool. I have a pair of Tuna Alley. Are the new Pro Series lenses available by prescription?
Yes, and that's, we're going to go back to SportRx, and you can Google them, SportRx in San Diego. You can just send your prescription right to them. Say, I want Tuna Alley Pro or the old school Tuna Alley. Pick your lens color. They have your prescription. They'll build you a pair.
Awesome.
And Pro Series are not for everybody. Some like the Tuna Alley straight, but I like the Jose Pro.
Yeah,
you know, it depends on the frame.
That's the most important part.
We have several anglers calling for the old Reefton, the Reefton Pro. You're one of them.
Just try them.
Yeah, try them on.
The beauty is the glass fits everything. So, like, they can tailor the glass, so you get the advantage of having, I don't know how many styles you guys must have, but, I mean, it feels like it's hundreds. Like, you find the frame that fits you best, and then Bob will make sure that they put the right glass in them.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Hey, the phones are packed up. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to be grabbing those phone calls. We're going to be checking in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is almost here, so take advantage of our inventory and our sale prices while you can. Plus, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of all the great deals Sunday, April 19th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Wait for it. Wait for it. The Bart Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center, March 29th to April 2nd, known as the granddaddy of them all. All outdoor recreation events since 1946 have been based on this historical show. Join us as we celebrate 75 years of assembling more fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, quality hunting and fishing lodges, overland displays, and unique outdoor recreation stuff than any other show in California. Kids under 16 free, a full day of family fun, the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ultimate Air Dogs, the Great American Duck Races, Paul Bunyan's Lumberjack Show, archery, air gun ranges, axe throwing, fly fishing, hundreds of seminars, and so much more. Thanks to our sponsors, Progressive, Accurate, Okuma, Daiwa, Shimano, Fisherman's Landing, Mammoth Lakes, Convict Lake Resort, Costa, Hobie, Rancho Leonero, and Turner's Outdoorsman. The Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Go to hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.